Welcome to In His Presence. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Welcome you once again to the fourth Sunday program, fourth Sunday service, featuring Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. Thank you so much for listening, and we're so glad that you're with us this morning.
Back home, back home, the coffee came for me. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, because all blessings flow from the Father above. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Hello?
Of Jesus, my King. preparing me for something I cannot handle right now. He's making me ready just because.
Welcome to In His Presence. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to a fourth Sunday pro service featuring Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. Thank you so much for listening.
Not only is he arranging, but he rearranged my attitude.
It is my distinct pleasure to introduce to some and present to others Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. Evangelist, your line is open.
Yes, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from whom all blessings flow, and all blessings come from God. All good and perfect things or gifts, they come from the Lord. He is our God. He desires to do great and mighty things for his saints, his children. He says, oh, my little children, I love my little children, and except we humble ourselves as little children, we're going to miss out on a lot of the good things that the Lord has for us. There's no big eyes. There's no little eyes. There's no big U's, no little U's. It's Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And that's how it goes. So let us praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, the heavenly host. Yes, let's praise Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. For I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his blood. For this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what it looks like, no matter what may come my way or your way. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Whether you find yourself sitting in a hospital visiting a loved one, or whether you find yourself in the hospital waiting for God to work a miracle, but however you find yourself, this is the day that the Lord he hath made. I am so glad to be aboard with you again on this 22nd day of June. I'm telling you, we are into the 6 months of this new year of 2014, and it's 6 months left in this year, and it's no telling what God is going to do for you. I tell you, it is no secret what God can do. He'll bless your neighbor and turn around, and he'll bless you too. So if you're looking for a miracle, the sky is the limit. If you're waiting on a promise, don't give up. Though the vision tarry, wait on it, because God spoke, and his word speaks, and it does not lie. So just trust God and obey what the scripture says for us to do. Bless the Lord, David said it. Bless the Lord at all times, and let his praises continually come up out of your heart, out of your mouth. Bless God. Bless him. Bless his holy name. The Lord is holy. The Lord is righteous. The Lord, he is great. And he, the Lord is worthy to be praised. We owe God his praise. Oh, my God. Hezekiah Walker said, every praise is to our God, and every word of worship with one accord. We have to learn how to praise God. We have to learn how to lift up Jesus and lift up the name of Jesus. And the more that you call upon the name of the Lord, the more strength you get for the journey. I am so happy that I found Jesus when I did. And you know what? I was looking for him, because he was standing there all the time. I couldn't see him for the sin in my life. I couldn't see him for the blindness on my eyes. But he was standing there all the time. And when I cried out, Lord, save me. Ah, he just reached down with his finger of love, and he saved my very soul. Oh, I am so happy in Christ today. I tell you, it just feels good. It feels good. It feels sanctified good down in my soul. Oh, woo. I love him. I love the Lord. And I won't take it back, because he's been so good to me. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back, cause he's been so good to me. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I love the Lord, And I won't take it back, 'cause he's been so good to me. So good, 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 so good. Yes, he's been so good to me. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. I love the Lord and I won't take it back. Yes, he's been so good to me. And I want you to get that little tune in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind, and begin to just worship God with, I love the Lord and I won't take it back. No matter what storms come up in my life, I won't take it back, because I love the Lord, because he's been so good to me. I told the storm, it won't last always. Trouble don't last always, but Jesus never fails. Amen. I tell you, I feel good down in my soul. You better get on this train with me. Oh, bless his name.
You call.
Yes, that's when I told the storm. I tell you, you have to speak to the storms in your life. You have to speak. You have to command the storm to move out of your way. You cannot be a wimp in the word of God, because he has given you feet, the scripture says. He has given you feet like hinds. Feet. And you know that when the animals stand on their hind legs, they are very strong. Most of the time when they're standing like that, they're ready for what's coming their way. I know we have our little doggies and we train them, and they jump up and down on their hind feet, but they're very strong. If you notice, they don't stand on the front. They stand on the strength of their legs. And that's the hind feet. And we as children of God have to get that same type of thing in our mind, or let's see, for the word I'm searching for. The word I'm searching for will come in a moment. But just stand on your strength. Stand on your strength, which is the word of God, and command the storm to loose its hold in your life. Whatever the storm may be. I don't know what your storm is. I know what my storm is. I know what a storm used to be in my life. And I was able, through God's help, to release myself from that storm, because I command the storm to leave me alone. I want to go to the word of God. Now, just before I go to the word of God, I'd like to hear another selection, Dr. Scott. I'm ready for whatever you got for me. I'll take it from there and go into the word of God. Amen? Yes. Amen, amen, amen. That was my choir master, Benny Cummings. How to reach the masses, men of every birth. For an answer, Jesus gave the keys. And as I was saying before, the storms in your life, you have to speak to them, and you speak to them, and the more you lift up the name of Jesus in your life, not in mine, but in your life, the more the enemy will have to flee. The word declares that if we resist the enemy, which is the devil, then he will flee. But if we play in his court by murmuring and complaining and not believing that God is able to deliver us out of this situation, out of this storm that's in our life, we are welcoming I'll stay in the mess that we're in. But if we begin to bless God, say, I know God is able, I know God heard me, I know God's going to do it, and the more positive you become, the more you shut the enemy out of your life, out of that storm. And then your storm begins to cease. And the more that you show God that you're trusting him, then he will arise up on your behalf, and he'll speak to the storm and tell it to cease. He'll tell it, peace, be still. Oh, my God, who would not want a God like this on their side? I send that song out, How to Reach the Message. Lift up the Savior for men to see. I send that out to all of my family, all of my cousins and my aunties and uncles and whoever may be listening that's connected to me, and especially my sister for being so faithful, because she texts everyone and says, it's the fourth Wednesday, she's on the air. And I thank God for her being the advocate that she reminds them. You would think by now they would automatically know to listen at 8:30 on Wednesday, every fourth Wednesday. But because they forget things, she reminds the entire family and friends of whose numbers that she had. She sends them a text. She sent them as far as Florida and Texas and Chicago and all the places, New York, and wherever she feels that someone is, that she has the number, and particularly South Carolina where she is, she has them listening to us on the fourth Wednesday night. I praise God. Lift the Savior up for men to see. Let me just read this to you, and I'm going to be finished. I just want to just read this. This is important. I'm in the book of Isaiah. This is the book from whence, when I was finished reading it, God blessed me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. But that's how I got it. It may not be that way for you. You could just ask and receive. Someone could just lay hands on you that's full of the Holy Ghost, and you can receive. Some will have to tarry. They'll have to wait on it and keep calling, like we did when growing up in the Holiness Church, Church of God in Christ. We had tarrying services, and tarrying means to wait. And they call upon the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. And the more they called on Jesus, the more Jesus came in, and the more of you went out so that Jesus could come in and fill you up with the precious Holy Ghost. I didn't get it like that. I read the Word of God, and I tell you, when God and I was finished reading in this book of Isaiah, he came in one Sunday morning, and I wasn't even able to eat my breakfast. When I went up with the fork full, I tell you, the Holy Ghost came across my hand, and I tell you, the fork went one way, the egg went the other, but the gift of the tongues began to come up out of my belly, and I tell you, it was me and Jesus. I had to remove myself from the table and go and sit on the sofa and just let God saturate me with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, you need to get it for yourself. You need to feel God like that for yourself. I know some of you say, oh, I got goosebumps. No, they're not goosebumps. That's the presence of God. That's the anointing. He's smearing you with the anointing. And yes, you identify goosebumps, but just say, oh, I feel the presence of God touching me all over. So say, oh, I got chills. And when you speak, I get chills running all through my body. That is the anointing. You are identifying it the best you know how. But you don't have it, so you just say, well, I got chills. Every time you say something, ooh, I get chills. But it's the anointing of God making his presence known. And I tell you, ooh, who would not want a God like this to speak on their behalf to the storm? Now, I'm going to read from Isaiah, the 54th chapter of Isaiah. And starting with, I don't really know where I want to start. Oh, Jesus. Well, let me start at the 8th verse. Since I'm talking about storms in our life, storms that come up, storms, you know what a storm is. It's sickness, finance, your children, whatever your storm is. That's your storm. But let me just give you a little bit of the word of God out of the 54th chapter of the book of Isaiah, I-S-A-I-A-H. It's in the Old Testament. Isaiah, the 54th chapter, write it down and then read it when you have time. Oh, my God in heaven. Let's start here at verse 8 of the 54th chapter of the book of Isaiah. With a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment. See, when you're going through your storm and you feel like no one cares, nobody's concerned, I ask God to help me. I'm still in it. Nothing has changed. Everything is the same. In fact, it seems like when I asked God to help me, it got worse. Ah, but God said, just for the moment, I hid. Ooh, I'm excited over the word of God. With a little wrath. Now, I'm reading from a different Bible, so you all get the King James. This one is said, with a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment. Oh, my God. But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you. This is God talking to you about the storm that you were faced with. I hid my face from you. I stepped back. I let you be in the storm. I wanted to see what you were going to do. I wanted to see if you were going to trust me. I wanted to see if you were calling upon my name, needing me to help you. I wanted to see your reaction. I wanted to know when you said how much you loved me, when everything was going your way. I wanted to see how was you going to respond when things were not going your way, when you were in your storm. Yes, yes. When your mother passed away, I wanted to see how you react. You thought I didn't love you. When your child got in trouble and ended up in prison, and you said, Lord, that's my child. I love you. I'm serving you. Why is my child locked up? God said, I hid my face because I wanted to see how you was going to respond, if you were going to still love me. I wanted to see if I wasn't so good as you say I am. Ah, but for the moment, I hid. I hid my face from your circumstances. Yes, I did. But I was still there. You couldn't see me. But I was still there all the time. Let me continue to read because I'm telling you, I'm getting filled up with this. Because we've all, we've all been faced with something And we went to God, and it seemed as if God did not exist. Yes, it seemed like he wasn't there. And yes, he's saying, I was there, but I just hid my face so that you couldn't see me. Oh, I love it. With a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment. But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Verse 9. For this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall never depart from you. Oh, blessed man. Clap your hands and give God a clap offering. Right where you are in your living room, in your bedroom, in your car. If you're in your car, if you can't clap, just slap on your thigh with your hand and just give God the praise. Give God the glory. You have his word. Oh, God, I can't emphasize this enough, that you are the word of God. The word that comes out of his mouth is real and he's true, and God doesn't lie. Oh God, I'm excited. It says, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed. Peace be still. Jesus said, I will keep you in perfect peace, all whose mind is stayed on me. We got to learn how to flip the script. We got to learn how to turn it over and get a peace in the midst of everything that's going on around us. And Jesus said, I will keep you in perfect peace. But you got to keep your mind on me. Oh, bless his name. And the Lord is saying here, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, saith the Lord, who have mercy on you. Oh, you afflicted ones, tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stone with colorful gems, and lay your foundation with sapphire. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord. Ooh, and great shall be the peace of your children. In righteousness shall ye be established. Oh, my God in heaven, in righteousness you shall be established. So the storm did not kill you. The storm did not stop you from being able to receive the kindness of God. The storm did not block God from getting to you. Ooh, I love it. Whatever the enemy was cooking up against you, it still did not stop God from being able to get in and deliver you out of that storm. Oh, bless his name. I am excited today just thinking about the goodness of Jesus. Benny Cummings said, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. He is my all, and without him, I would fall just like a ship without no sail. Hey, God, I love you, and I thank you. You got to me. Oh, Jesus, yes, you did. And for my faithfulness to trust you, you laid precious stones and gems as my reward. You know about the sapphire and the rubies and the crystal and all of that. It's beautiful. It's beauty. God gave you beauty. There's a scripture that says, beauty for your ashes. Ah, bless his name. That's why you need to read the word of God. You need to pick up your Bible and get acquainted with your heritage. Get acquainted with the attitude of God, the atmosphere of God. You need to read the word of God, children of God. You need to know what your Father is saying to you. You need to know your strength is in the word of God. Yes, you can pray, but how are you praying and you don't know the word to pray? How are you praying to this God when you don't know what his word says? Yes, it says, ask and it shall be given. But are you asking, believing? Are you asking in faith? Or are you asking for selfishness, for selfish reasons? Do you want God to bless you for selfishness? Are you asking him amiss? Oh, children, read the word of God. Get acquainted with it. Oh, God, I love you. And I'm going to leave that 54th chapter of Isaiah right there at that 14th verse. I'm going to stop right there. I started at 8 and stopped at 14 because I want to move over here to Isaiah, the 55th chapter. And I want to start. Thank you, Jesus. I want to start. Lord, I thank you. I want to start at the 6th verse of the 55th chapter of Isaiah. Ah, God, I tell you, he got me working Isaiah's book right now. And I love it. I'm loving it. Ah, I tell you, the McDonald's commercial said, I'm loving it. And I'm loving it. Oh, I'm loving it. I'm just blessing God for you, for your deliverance, for your storm to be over. But to know that the kindness of God is with you while you're in your storm. And when you come through your storm, whoo, he's going to bless you with beautiful things. Oh, bless his name. The beautiful thing about coming out of the storm is that you may look back and see how disastrous it was, but once you're out of it, you don't feel it. You don't remember. You women know what it's like with the pains that you bear having your child, but once the child is born, that pain, it doesn't bother. You'll talk about it, but you'll look at the child and you'll see the love that came out of the pain. And you'll tell God, thank you. Oh, bless his name. And that's what some of our storms are meant to be in our lives, that the pain will bring out something worthwhile looking at. Oh, bless his name. You all better start blessing God. Things are getting ready to get ugly here, but you better know that you know that you know. Let's go to the 55th chapter of Isaiah, and I'm going to be closing with this. I feel good, 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 good down in my soul. There's something about serving Jesus that make me feel good. I've been up, and I've been down, and I've been almost level to the ground. But, there's something about serving Jesus that makes me feel good. I've been rebuked and scorned. Talk about sores have been born. But Jesus is my all in all. Jesus is my help. Jesus is everything. The name of Jesus, oh, bless his name, start something. Oh, God, I love you. I love you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, let me just read. This is when I need a reader because I get so excited. Please, thank you, sweet Jesus. Isaiah 55, verse 6. I'm looking at verse 5 as well, but I'm going to do verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and let the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon you. So you're worthy. I hear people say all the time, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy. Well, the reason why, what makes you unworthy is because you have left him. But if you're with him, if you're walking upright before him, and if you left and came back and he has pardoned you, then you're worthy. Stop letting the devil tell you you're not worthy. If you know that you know that you're doing it right, then stop. I hear people say when they go to pray, Lord, I'm not worthy. Well, if you're not worthy, don't pray for me, please. I want somebody praying for me that's worthy, because the Lord said here in his word, it said, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and her, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. All right, let's do 8. For my thoughts, this is the Lord talking. The person that you've thrown away and said wouldn't be and not going to be, but the Lord didn't have that thought about me, and he doesn't have that thought about you. But this is what he's saying to the people. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh, this is what I wanted to get to, verse 10. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. That connects with the 54th chapter of Isaiah, where I started reading to you and started at that 8th verse, and how the Lord said that he was there with you all the time. Because he spoke his word, that he would not destroy you, that it would not be so. It wouldn't be like it was in the days of Noah. It would not be like that. And he said, the word that goes out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. For you shall go out with joy. Ah, my God, you've come through your storm. Now you're going out with joy. After you've been in his righteousness in the 14th verse of the 54th chapter, in righteousness you shall be established. After you've been established in righteousness in 54 and 14, you can talk about 55 in 12. You can say, that's me. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Hear that peace again. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. They're happy about it. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. If the trees can clap their hands of the great things that God is doing for you, I know you ought to be able to take a moment and clap your hands and give God thanks and bless his holy name. Let me finish here. And it said they'll clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Oh, bless his name. Aren't you glad about Jesus? Aren't you happy about God today? Why don't you give your life to Jesus? Why don't you trust him to the fullest? Why don't you let him be your Savior and your Lord? Why don't you let him lead you path of righteousness for his name's sake? Ah, trust God and obey. If you trust and obey, God will surely make a way. You will be able to speak to the storm. You can command it to leave today. That's what the woman was singing. I told the storm. And I know the songwriter said trouble won't last always. Amen. May you be blessed real good. Have a friend in South Carolina say, just be blessed up. So just be blessed up in the name of Jesus. Just be blessed up in the name of the Father. Just be blessed up in the name of the Holy Ghost. They all are one. Just be blessed up, children of God. Ah, in righteousness, God have established you. But just for a moment, I love this. Just for a moment, God hid his face. But his kindness came through, and he had mercy upon you while you were in your storm. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back because he's been so good to me. May God bless you. May heaven make his face to shine upon you and grant you his peace. It's my prayer for you. Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist, for another inspiring sermon. We hope that our listeners, whether they're live or in the archives, have heard these words. And as my grandfather used to say, I hope these words have found you all well. May God be with you. Bless you all.
California. Give us some love, everybody. Get it wrong.
Yes, there's no way that I can live without you. Thank you, Jesus. And now you've been listening to Glory United Ministries in His Presence, featuring Evangelist Patricia Benneman. And we will now end the program with our theme. Daryl Coley singing He's Preparing Me. Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, want to thank you once again, listeners, whether you're live or in the archive. Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward perhaps to our next program. Now, don't forget that we will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, and we look forward to seeing and hearing you then. Take care now.